Okay, today, Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Me'ilo. We're up to parak Dalet Mishnah Beis. Chamisha Dvarim Ba'ol Mitzarfim Zem Zeh. There are five parts of a Korban Olah that combine with each other to be chayiv for different things. Habasar, v'hachela, v'asolos, v'ayayin, v'ashemen, the meat and the fats and the flour and the wine of the Nesachim and the Nesachim that they use, the oil that they use for the Nesachim, are all mitzarif with one another for Me'ila and for Pigel and Nosar and Tameh and for Shechut Echutz. The Shisha Batoda, and there are six parts of a Korban Toda that are mitzarif with one another. Habasar, v'achela, v'asolos, v'ayayin, v'ashemen, v'halechem. Korban Toda also has lachmei Toda, so you have that additional item that's mitzarif. Ha'trumah, trumas meiser, trumas meiser, shel demai, ha'chalav ha'bikurim. When it comes to truma, or trumas meiser of demai, that you got from an amaretz, so it may not have required hafrasha, chala and bikurim, mitzarifim zem zeh le'asar. They're mitzarif with one another, to asur any food that they get mixed in with, and to be mechayev someone who's not a kohen who eats them to have to pay the extra chomesh, because they're all called truma and therefore they're all mitzarif with each other. Mishnah Gimel, kol pigul mitzarfim zeh mizeh. All pigul is mitzarif with each other to make a kazayis, so you could be chayev kares if you eat a kazayis of pigul, even though you ate a half a kazayis of this pigul carbon and half a kazayis of that pigul carbon. All nosar that's left over past the time that you're allowed to eat it is mitzarif with each other to be mechayiv you kares if you eat it. All nevelos are mitzarif with each other in order to be mechayiv you malkus for eating a kazayis of a nevela. All bugs that you eat are mitzarif to each other to make up the kazayis. The blood of a sheretz and its basar are also mitzarif with each other. Anytime the tumah is the same tumah and the shear of how much you need in order to violate are the same, then you could be mitzarif those two things with each other. If it has the same level of tumah but not the same amount in terms of what you need to do in order to be in violation, or shear of lo tumaso, it's the same amount but not the same level of tumah, or lo tumaso of lo shear, it's neither, then ain't mitzarif zem zeh. So it needs to be fully even in terms of tumma and shir in order to be mitzarif with each other. So to review what we learned today in Perek Dal Mishnah Beis, we said that there are five parts of an olah that are all mitzarif with each other: the basar, the chel, the solos, the yayin, the shemen, and by the korban toda you also add the lechem. And we said anything that's called truma is mitzarif with each other, and to asur in a taroves, or to be chayiv chomesh if you're a non kohen who ate it. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said that all pigul and all nosar, all pigul are mitzarif with each other, all nosar is mitzarif with each other, all nevelos are mitzarif with each other, all shratzim are mitzarif with each other, and even the dam and the basar of asharetz are mitzarif with each other, because the rule is, whenever the tuma and the shear is the same, it's mitzarif. If either the tuma or the shear is not the same, and certainly if neither is the same, then they are not mitzarif with one another. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet.